Diamond in the Rough, a guided visualization meditation. Welcome. We invite you to become comfortable wherever you are. Kick off your shoes, take off your watch, and relax. Now we invite you to close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose, and then slowly exhale out through your mouth. Try breathing in on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. And exhaling on the count of five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Repeat this several times. And as you exhale, find yourself relaxing into a deeper state of comfort. On your next slow, deep inhalation, imagine that you are holding a solid clump of clay in your hands. Feel the weight of what that would be like. Take a moment to feel the weight of this object, heavy enough that you need two hands to hold it. You notice that it feels comfortable and fits comfortably in the palm of both of your hands. And again, notice its weight. It feels heavy, but yet comfortably heavy. There's also a sense of coolness in your hands as you hold what appears to be a clay rock. But it's not cold. But it does have a cool temperature, a cool sensation to it. Can you feel it? Well, this clump of dirt, however, is more than just a rock. Metaphorically speaking, it's you. It's a metaphor for you. What may look like a rock or a clump of clay covered in dirt is so much more. Yet the thick covering of hardened clay obscures the real beauty that's hidden underneath it. Metaphorically speaking, this clay and dirt represent all the difficult times that you've gone through over the many, many years. These trials, tribulations, challenges and issues, and countless major life obstacles. This thick covering of clay also represents past traumas, emotional pain, past mistakes, unpleasant memories, and even the silly embarrassments that we've accrued over our life, all of which have now become a hard covering, obscuring the beauty within. More so than trials, traumas, and hardships, the dirt and clay represent your emotional attachments to these events. Specifically, they represent unresolved emotions associated with the stress tied to these arduous events and memories. Emotions such as anger, frustration, anxiety, and so forth. So now, as you hold this clump of clay in both of your hands, take a nice, slow, deep breath and relax. And now, using your mind's eye and the energy in your fingers, take a moment to feel the hard, crusty covering of this hardened clay. And as you do this, take a moment to think of one particular event in your life that comes to mind easily, perhaps even a current stressor, perhaps a lingering stressor or trauma. This hardened clay also represents unresolved anger issues and frustrations that have lingered, issues and the emotions associated with them that beg for resolution. Now is the time to let them go. Consider this. Consider for a moment that all of these issues, all that you have experienced in your life up until now, has been a series of essential lessons. All of these experiences have been a collection of orchestrated moments to learn the lessons of love. And the lessons of love present themselves in a great many ways, as you can imagine. Rarely rainbows and no unicorns. Rather, moments to test our inner strength and our resolve and the health of our human spirit. It has been said that love is a beautiful gemstone, a crystal forged through countless moments of intense pressure over time to reveal itself in all its beauty. In this case, love presents itself through the metaphor of a multifaceted diamond. And when light shines on just one facet, the entire diamond lights up in majestic splendor. As wonderful as the ego is on the human journey, where it serves in the role of bodyguard, in truth it causes many difficulties and hardships that, metaphorically speaking, cover this gemstone with dirt, mud, and clay. Oftentimes covering it so much that the beauty underneath becomes completely unrecognizable. No light can reveal its true wonder, and no light can reveal its majestic splendor. In this meditation, we are going to clean off the mud, dirt, and clay to reveal our true essence, our true majestic splendor. To do this, we must first work to resolve the issues that this thick covering of clay and dirt represent. So let's begin. Take a moment to search your heart and find one or two moments of lingering frustrations, and perhaps even the people who ignited these feelings of anger and frustration. Renowned psychologist Carl Jung reminds us that the faults and imperfections we see in others often serve as a reminder of those same aspects buried deeply within ourselves, ones that beg for resolution. Now is the time to let those unresolved feelings go. Now is the time to take ownership of those less than flattering aspects of ourselves and let those go too. One way to let these go is to ask yourself the following questions. What did I learn from this situation or event? What gift presented itself through this ordeal? How can I find gratitude in this situation? How can I best forgive myself? Take a moment to ponder the answers to these questions. Once again, now is the time to acknowledge these less than flattering moments that we all carry within us, but we need to let them go, and this is the time to let them go. So say these words to yourself. I release these feelings of frustration, anger, impatience, and fear. I choose to no longer carry these in my mind, consciously or unconsciously. Let's repeat that again. I release these feelings of frustration, anger, impatience, and fear. I choose to no longer carry these in my mind, consciously or unconsciously. Where possible, make peace in your heart for any thoughts, perceptions, attitudes, and beliefs tied to these memories that also need to be released and resolved. To help do this, start by taking a slow deep breath, breathing in through your nose, count of three, and exhaling through your mouth to the count of five. And repeat that once more. Next, through your mind's eye, using your thumbs, begin to chip away at the clay. And as you work your thumbs on this rock, offer from your heart space a thought coupled with an emotion, one of acceptance, forgiveness, and most definitely compassion. And these are feelings that you're actually sending to yourself. And using your thumbs again, you find that the clay covering begins to chip away quite easily. So through your mind's eye, go ahead and imagine that your fingers, particularly your thumbs, prove quite successful in slowly chipping away flakes of clay and dirt. With each comfortable, slow, deep breath that you take, work your thumbs over this rock to slowly chip away and break away the flakes of clay and dirt that have been caked on this rock. And you can slowly, through your mind's eye, turn this rock over in your hands to get at all sides, all angles, all perspectives. And notice the clay does chip away with each breath that you take. Now, with your next slow, deep breath, you realize there's something hidden under this clay. There's a dense rock with what appears to be polished edges. Discovering this, you work even harder to chip away the remaining layers of clay and dirt. And with each part that reveals what's underneath this dirt and clay, you sense a feeling of excitement. And as you work to release these memories of these experiences and release any latent emotions associated with the layers of clay, notice that the clay begins to chip off and fall away. Take a nice slow deep breath. Feel the weight of this in your hands, but notice that it's lighter now because we've actually released the dirt and the clay that no longer need to be around and cover this beautiful, beautiful stone. Well, what's left in your hands now is not just a stone, it's a beautiful diamond. And you see the facets glisten in whatever light happens to be where you are. Now, imagine that you are bringing your hands holding this diamond under a faucet of warm running water to cleanse any remaining dirt and dust on the stone. And as you hold this beautiful diamond in your hands under a warm stream of running water, its inherent beauty reveals itself to you. This is a huge diamond. And with each slight turn, light catches a facet, and the whole gem becomes illuminated in your hands. take a moment to hold the stunning multifaceted diamond in your hands and gaze with wonder at its beauty. So this diamond is a symbol of you. And like this gemstone, your beauty can become hidden under layers of dirt, mud, and clay that symbolically represent years, if not decades, of unresolved issues that beg for attention and resolution. Now is the time. Today, we wipe the slate clean. Today, we start anew with the realization that we must take time to cleanse the human spirit, that which this diamond represents. And when we do, the light shines within, revealing a beauty that is unparalleled. Holding this diamond in your hand, in which it reveals its stellar beauty, you feel relaxed and empowered. And take another slow, deep breath. Inhale to the count of three, then exhale to the count of five. And now, in your mind's eye, find a place in your house where you can place this diamond on a windowsill that will absorb and reflect the sunlight and allow the facets to catch the light and cast a rainbow of colors throughout this room. Then take one final slow, deep breath, and as you do, relax and know that a sense of completion, of resolution, and of calm all throughout your mind, body, and spirit. When you feel ready, open your eyes to a soft gaze in front of you and bring yourself into a greater awareness of your body. And as you do this, feel the light within illuminate the space around you as this light emanates from front, back, sides, top, and bottom. Feel that glow. It's beautiful.